Playing video games, good or bad? According to Dr. Pamela Rutledge, there are many benefits of playing computer games. She says that problem-solving skills and creativity increases, and new interests, as in games that require math, history, or language skills, are discovered. She also adds that proficiency in electronic entertainment devices can help a young person use computers efficiently at school. How much of a good thing turns into a bad thing? Rutledge claims balance is the key to everything. The amount of time spent playing video games is important. Young people pay for it if they overdo gaming because of the potential harms. She says, obesity is one of them. Also, the more time a child or teen spends playing video games, the less time they have for other things. These include doing homework, interacting with family and friends, doing household chores that build responsibility, and most of all, reading for fun. Becoming insensitive about violence is another potential problem. Obviously, every child who spends time with violent video games isn't going to become violent. Actually, few do so. However, studies show that these young people have a significant increase in aggression. A final problem is addiction. If you become addicted to anything, your other relationships and skills all suffer. That's why some people who wake up to their addiction seek professional help.